Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. I'd like to clarify a question that I'm often asked about and that many people wonder about. And is a kosher bracha required for Berachas HaMazon? Should you bench on a kos? Should you not bench on a kos? Is it required? Is it preferable? Is it chay of mikra din? Is it a mitzvah and a muvchar? What is the requirement? What is the hiddur? And what is the status of a kosher bracha for Berachas HaMazon? So Mechaber in Arachayim Simkuf Pei Beis in Hilchos Berachas HaMazon quotes three shitos about this, three yesh omrim, some big machlokus rishonim, whether or not kos of birchas hamazon requires a kosh of bracha. And the first sheet that the Mechaber brings in some kaf pei beis, sif aleph, is yesh omrim, shebirchas hamazon tuuna kos afilu biyachid v'tzarch lachzor alav, says the Mechaber, quoting the opinion of Tosos in the Rosh, Mesachas Psachim, Arbi Psachim, that there is a requirement to bench on a kos shel bracha, afilu biyachid, even as an individual. You're sitting down, you washed, you benched, you're preparing to bench, you have to go to the fridge, take out a bottle of wine, take out some grape juice, and you have to bench ala kos. Not only that, tzarch lachzor achalav, you have to go find, you gotta look, you gotta search, and not only that, lo yochal mein lo kos levar achalav, you shouldn't even eat, you shouldn't even have a suda, you shouldn't wash if you don't have a kos to bench on. As long as you think and it's possible that you will get a hold of a kos, wait to eat, wait to wash, wait to make birchas hamazon until you are certain and absolutely positive that you will have a kosher bracha. Afilu im tzarech lavur zman achila echas, even if you're going to skip a meal. So therefore we see the opinion of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rishonim, Tosis, and the Rosh, as quoted by the Mechaber in the first Yesh Omer and the Mechaber, that it is an absolute requirement. The Mishneh Berurah, quoting from the Vush, explains that the basis of this psak is Shibirov HaBracha SheTiknu Chazal Tikun Masad LaKos. The majority of brachos that we have, we make sure to make a bracha and a kosher bracha. Mipkenei Shekenu Derech Kavod V'Shevach Noel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sad HaShivcho V'Rchos Yisbarach HaLakos K'mo SheKosov Kos Yishua says Lavosh, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, that the importance of a bracha necessitates, requires, that it's made al hayayin, ain simcha al hayayin, ain bracha al hayayin, and therefore Chazal were misakin that bracha should be made al hakos, like many of the brachas that we make are made al seder hakos, and therefore certainly this should not be different, especially if it is within the context of a suda. That's the first Yesh Omer the Mechaber brings. The second Yesh Omer says the Mechaber of Yesh Omer, this is the Medrash HaNelam in Rus, that is the source of this second Yesh Omer, She'ena tu'una kos ala b'shlosha. You do need a kosher bracha, and it is a requirement, but not for a yachid, only for a zimun of three. Once three people come together and have a su'uda, says the Mechaber, quoting the Medrash HaNelam and Megillas Rus, Yesh Omerim, She'ena tu'una kos ala b'shlosha. Once you have a zimun, you are required to bench al hakos. The third shita in the Mechaber, the third Yesh Omer the Mechaber brings, this is the opinion of the Rambam, the opinion of the Rif, it's the opinion of the Rashba. The Yesh Omer she'ena tuna kos klal afilu b'shlosha. There is absolutely no requirement whatsoever to ever bench in kenos, not biyachid, not b'shalosh, and not b'asara. There's never ever a requirement whatsoever for a kosher bracha. So these are three yesh omrims that the Mechaber brings. The first is that even biyachid, you need to bench al kos. The second shita is the shita of the Mechaber, quoting the Medrash HaNelam and Rus, that you require a kosher bracha for three. And the third opinion in the Mechaber, the yesh omrim, that you don't require a kos, even if you have three. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Magen Avraham, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and this is the lion's share of poskim, posit that the Iker Shita is the third and final Shita, that you never ever require a kos, even for three. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Dalit, Hine Mechaber lo achriya ben edeos. The Mechaber does not come to an absolute conclusion between these three opinions. Mechaber doesn't articulate and doesn't posit according to which of these three positions he's going like. V'das Maharshalu Bach lahachmir debirchas hamazon tzarch kos medina. The Maharshal and the Bach say that the Iker Hadin is like the first shita, that even biyachir you require a kosher bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and pans umina ga'olam lahakel bazeh kedeh hashlishes shlol lechazer achar kos. The common custom and the mina ga'olam, again, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Rov Gedolei Poskim posit that the Iker opinion is like the third and final opinion. Not surprisingly, that's the opinion of the Rush. That is the opinion of the Rif. That is the opinion of the Rambam. That's the opinion of the Rashba. And typically when you have a Rif and a Rambam who posit two out of three, that is the way the Mechaber goes. And that seems to be the very clear consensus of the Gdolei Achronim and the Poskim. So therefore, bottom line, Me'ikar Hadin, there is never a Chiyav of Koshal Bracha, not even when there are three people coming together. The Archa Shulchan and Simen Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph explains as follows. B'medina seinu, lo nahagnu b'kos klal. So Archa Shulchan follows the position of the Mishnah Berurah, follows the position of the Bungan Avram, follows the position of the Shulchan Archa Rav, that there is not a requirement to make a koshal bracha for one, for three, or for ten ever. Ki hayayin v'nechin sharei mashkin b'yoker. Wine is expensive. Chamar Medina is expensive. V'choshti yasein humayim kedu. Rove of the time that we're drinking, that we're hydrating ourselves, says the Aruch HaShulchan is with water. U'kufi hanira tafasnu le'ikr kedei ha'soveres shein tzarech kos. And it seems that the Iker Hadin is that you do not require a kos because we paskin like the third and final opinion, the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif, the final with Yesh Omrim and the Mechaber. And the Aruch HaShulchan gives us a little bit of a reason, which you don't see in the Mishnah Berurah, you don't see in the Magen Avraham, you don't see in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's because the expense of wine. And it's because we're really fundamentally drinking water. And therefore, as a result, there is no chiyav to run after wine. Grape juice wasn't something that was terribly common. And therefore, all other forms of Chamar Medina are not going to be required. The Aruch HaShulchan repeats this again in the next sif, and there you see that that is what is done and that is what should be done. However, the story is not over. Because after the Mechaber quotes these three opinions, and it seems that we paskin like the latter opinion, that there is no requirement of a koshal bracha even for one, three, or ten, the Ramah, quoting the Ran in Arvei Psachim, says, Mikol Makom, Mitzvah min amuvchar levarach el hakos. The best thing to do, the most appropriate thing to do, if you want to be Yotze Aladeus and you want to be Yotze Me'ikar Adin Min HaMuvchar, is you should make a bracha on a kos. And therefore, it would seem to emerge from the Rama, and this is the question that we'll have to ask, is this true for three? Is this true when you have ten? Or is this true even when you have one? So regarding that question, the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that when the Ramah paskins that the mitzvah min amuvchar is levarach el hakos, in Sif Katan Dal, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'alinyon yachal mikilin kama achrona legamrei, not min hamuvchar when you have one person. That you don't have to do. If you want to be yotzi, the mitzvah min amuvchar, so that you can do with three. But there is no requirement on one. And that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look at the Behetiv Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes from the Arizal. Arizal kosev shehayochen lo yivarech al hakos. And here the Arizal is coming from the Zohar in Parshas Truma. And the Zohar in Parshas Truma writes very, very clearly, koshal bracha lo have ela bitlasa. And all of the Sifrei Kabbalah, quoting the Zohar, as well as the Arizal citing the Zohar, all posit very clearly that it's inappropriate, it's wrong, and it shouldn't happen. You should never, ever, whatsoever be mevarach al koshal bracha as a yachid, and therefore, that is the consensus. You could take a look at the Likutei Ma'arich and say the Berachas HaMazon, who also writes as well. Take a look in the Kaf HaChaim here as well, in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, as well as in the Shaar HaTzion and the Ber Heitev as well, who all note that the Minag HaMikubalim is never to take a koshal bracha for your yachid. And adding to this is the Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Beis continues to discuss this. And he writes, V'yesh medaktikin, kishimivarchim biyachid alayayin. So the Ramah says, those who are medaktik to make a, and have a koshal bracha, even for yachid, even if you want to be medactic, you want to be meticulous and scrupulous and careful, and to be yotze that which the Ramah himself said in Sif Katan, at Sif Aleph, that you should take a koshal bracha when you're biyachid, don't be ochez the kos biyadam. Rak menichim osa ala shulchan lifneim, v'nachon minagzel derech haKabbalah. So here the Ramah, according to Beis Yosef, also takes very, very heavily into account the minag haMikubalim, the Arizal and the Zohar, the Kaf HaChaim and the Likutei Ma'arich, that when the Zohar and the Arizal say, never take a koshal bracha biyachid, that is me'ikar hadin. So much so that if you want to be Yotze, the third Shita, and you want to be Yotze to take a kosher bracha for three or for year one, Make sure that you're going to do that, but don't hold the kosher bracha. However, even on this Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, "Ukehayom minag ha'olam she'mevarchen al kolos klal biyachid," says the Mishnah Berurah, even with the addition of the Ramah, that you should take, if you are a medakdek, a kosher bracha, if you are a yachid, when you're sitting down to lunch in the middle of the week and you're going to go to the fridge to take out some grape juice, well, first of all, that's not the minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah. And second of all, even though the Ramah says that medaktikim do that, if you want to do that, make sure you're not ochez, you're not holding the kosher bracha. And even on that, Mishnah Berurah says, we don't even do that. So therefore, it seems very clear at the end of the day that certainly even to be yotze the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, to be mevarcha la-kosher bracha, the way that we understand the Ramah, the way the Mishnah Berurah, Gedolei Achronim, Mikubalim, Poskim all understand, is that the chumrah and the mitzvah min ha-muvchar would only be with three and would not be with one. However, is there any discussion and any insight into whether or not there's going to be any difference between a zimun during the week versus Shabbos, Yom Tov, and a Sudas Mitzvah? When this mitzvah min ha-muvchar exists, does that mean that in the middle of the week, and a lunch or a dinner, and you're three people sitting together, that all of a sudden you're going to take out a kosher bracha? Is that required? So in the Seder Hayom, Moshe ben Machir is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef from the Chochmei Mekubalim in Tzfas, writes in his Seder Hayom, in Sudas Leil Shabbos, the following. V'yivarech ala yayin achar amazon, says Rav Moshe ben Machir, that yes, Friday night you're going to take out a kosher bracha for birchas amazon. V'afilu shein darko b'chol avarech ala yayin, even though during the week you're not going to bench ala kos if you have three people. Sarech levarech b'yom ha-shabbos olav, make sure you're going to take a kosher bracha on Shabbos for the three sudos. For two reasons. Number one, mipnei kavod hayom. It's a chiddush of kavod Shabbos. You should have a kosher bracha. It makes the suda more chashuv. It makes the birchas hamazon more chashuv. Kavod hayom, the chashivas of Shabbos, requires and necessitates a kosher bracha. Number one. Number two, ukedei laharbos bebrachos, kedei lahashlem me'abrachos. There's a second reason to take a kosher bracha on Shabbos. We want to make sure that you're going to be yotzei, the shita, the mechaber, that you should say me'abrachos every single day. How are you going to do that on Shabbos? It's not always so easy. You're missing the regular Shmona Esrei times three. Therefore, suggest the Seder Hayom, make sure to make a bracha on Birchas Hayayin, a kosher bracha for three meals of Birchas Hamazon, and like that you will be able to continue to reach the Meya Brachas. Not only is this found in the Seder Hayom, it's also found in Rabbi Yair Bachrach's classic Mekor Chaim, the running commentary on Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Dalet says the Mekor Chaim, Nachon haminug shemedaktikim, oh, the minug that many meticulous people have. Levarich begimul suudah shol Shabbos al kos yayin, the custom that many medaktikim, those who are meticulous, to make a birchas hayayin on the kosher bracha for the three meals of Shabbos. Afilu mishena medaktik kol yom, even somebody who's not meticulous to do that throughout the week. Says the Mekor Chaim, near the Zemoil gam kin biyom haShabbos lahashlamas mea brachos. That's the best thing to do, and that's how you reach mea brachos. And therefore, you see in the Seder Yom as well as in the Mekor Chaim, and it's also found in the Aruch HaShulchan, Simkuf Pei Beis, Sif Aleph writes, Yesh medaktikim b'Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, kishyesh zimun levarach halakosim efshar lahasig. So therefore you see a very strong minhag that many people had, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and maybe you could argue a Sudas Mitzvah as well. It's kavod for the inyan, it's covered for the day, even though the poskim specifically limited to kavod hayom for Shabbos. But therefore, yes, even within the realm of the Ramav, the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, timi bivarach halakos with shlosha, doesn't seem that that means during the week. It seems that the common practice, and even amongst those who are careful and meticulous, the medaktikin, is only to do so on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, the truth is many gedolei Yisrael, even regarding Shabbos, Yom Tov, and a Sudas Mitzvah, are not makbid. In the Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph, page Pei Gimel, quoting the minhagim of the Stipler and the Chazon Ish, cites that this was not the minig of the Stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, nor is it the minig of the Chazon Ish, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov they would not take a kosher bracha for three, and therefore, even those who are medaktik, we see the Gedolei Yisrael themselves, weren't always carte blanche going to keep this minig. So the bottom line, Lamaskana, there are three shitas in the Mechaber. Is a kosher bracha necessary? The first shita is yes, it's required even for a yachid, for one. And you have to be chozer on it, and even skip a meal if you don't have one. That's the shita of Tosfos and the Rash. The second shita, the yeshomer of the mechaber, according to the Medrash Nelam and Rus, is that you're only required to take a kosher bracha for three. And the third, final opinion in the mechaber is that it's required, not required at all. And finally, The Ramah, adding to those three shittos, says the mitzvah min amuvchar is indeed to take a kosher bracha. And as the poskim explained, that's only true for three and not for one. And furthermore, it seems that that's only the case on Shabbos, Yom Tov, potentially, possibly a Sudas mitzvah as well. What is interesting to note that there is a common misconception that some have that if you have 10, a kosher bracha is required. You don't find that in the poskim at all. The only numbers that we see are 1 in 3, 10 doesn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, if a person wants to be machmir, to take a kosher bracha, and is medaktik, certainly Shabbos is an appropriate thing to do, it's a nice thing to do, it's the right thing to do, it's not required, it's not a chiyav, it's on some level a mitzvah min amuvchar, and even amongst those who are medaktik, and even amongst those who were, you would say the mitzvah min amuvchar, not everybody did so as well. Of course, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the reason that we don't do this is because yayin is biyoker, and wine is not commonly found. Today, maybe one could argue that since wine is cheaper, since grape juice is available, maybe the right thing to do is to take a kosher bracha for the sudos of Shabbos and Yom Tov if there is a zimun. But again, mi'ikra din, it's not required. And that is the conclusion regarding necessitating a kosher bracha for Birchas HaMazon.